Today's Between Master and Disciples will be presented in Persian and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxizo-Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech-Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. مولانا جلال الدین محمد بلخی رومی که او را در ایران به مولانا و در سایر نقاط جهان به نام رومی میشناسند، شاعری نابغه، عارف و فردی روشنضمیر بود که به جهان ما فیض بخشید. اکنون پس از گذشت 8 قرن از حیات او، تأثیر عمیق و متمایز میراثش همچنان زنده و به بیداری قلوب بسیاری از افراد برای فرهنگ و مرزها ادامه می‌دهد. آثار غنی او به زبان‌های بسیاری ترجمه شده‌اند. در طول اعصار متمادی، اساتید شفیق و روشنضمیر مردم را ترغیب کرده‌اند تا از طریق جستجوی الوهیت درونی که تمام نیکی‌ها و شادی‌ها از آن سرچشمه می‌گیرند، تسلیم قدرت برتر کائنات شوند. این پیام بار دیگر در اشعار مولوی منعکس می شود که استاد اعظم چینگهای در سمینار بین المللی در تاریخ 23 ماه اوت 2008 آن را با اعضای انجمن ما در میان گذاشتند.
Right now, the Americans already worry about their shortage of water. Their glacier has melted a lot, more than usually, so only a little bit left on the top of some mountain in the western of United States of America. And the river has become drier, and they predict that in a few more years only, couple more years, the water might not be even enough for 23 million people who depends on that water to survive. Can you imagine? It's not happening in Africa. It's not happening in some dry desert country. It's happening even in the United States already, and in Australia and all that. We all know, right? It's just getting worse and worse now, and I don't know how to do. If I could just go out and beg everybody on the street, just please stop eating meat and stop raising stocks and stop using the resource of the earth, stop wasting water, I would do that. Okay, but the critical mass may be coming soon, and it might work by itself. And we can celebrate one day that we saved the planet. If people repent in their heart, and react quick enough, turn to vegetarian diet with the grace from heaven, with the interference from the positive power, we might be able to save 80% of the population of the planet. Otherwise, it would be 80% of the population minimum would be gone. Instead, it would be 80% saved. Okay, I have read some nice story. I'm going to read it to you. You like? Yes. Bedtime story, candies, biscuits, this is your element. Like I'm home to grandma, you know? Always have candies and cake, the forbidden stuff that mama say no in grandma's house, always okay. This is one of the poems of Rumi again. He always used stories to enlighten his disciples or the people of his time. Don't look at me, he said. Fall into the safety of God. I'm already drowned. Do I have a beard? I can't remember, I said. Wow, he can't even remember even if you have a beard or not. Rescue this man from his mustache. curling so proudly, while inside he tears his hair, I mean inside his heart. Outside his mustache is cute and curl around, but inside he tears his hair, I mean he's in trouble. Married to God, but pretending not. The mystic, they have a way to talk like this. Let's read further, see if we can enlighten ourselves. We see distinctly what this imposture becomes in 100 years. A sheik looks into a chunk of iron like it's a mirror. What this bushy-bearded man does not discover in his house, a boy could find it so easily. I'm reading yet. Dive into the ocean. You are caught in your own pretentious beard. Like something you didn't eat. You are not garbage. Hers want to be like you. You should be with them, where waves and fish and pearls and seaweed and wind are all one. No linking, no hierarchy, no distinctions, no perplexed wondering, no speech beyond describing. I think somebody is trying to convert this guy, to convince him to be, a disciple of God, to practice spiritually. Even though he said the appearance of this guy seemed like he's happy and pretty carefree, but inside he's full of trouble and anxiety and suffering, like most of the people who has no spiritual power within himself to rely on. That's what he meant, I guess. So now he was describing to this guy with the beard and a mustache that there are such a place where it's just happiness and no distinction, no perplexed wandering, no speech beyond description. Rumi want to tell somebody who's pretentious, like he's just wearing a big beard and mustache and all that, sometimes turban. It looks like he's religious and like those old time when a practitioner, they wear this kind of thing to distinguish themselves, not for the sake of the worldly people to recognize them, but to distinguish themselves from others so that their like-minded people can recognize them. In the old time, it's not easy to be openly a practitioner, and like what happened to Jesus and his disciples, or Prophet Muhammad and his disciples, and the Buddhas, and Guru Nanak, all the six Guru and his disciples, they have always been persecuted. So they had to always hide and practice in hiding, in secret. You know all that already. So in the old time, perhaps, the Sikh people, they have like 5 belonging to distinguish themselves for each other. Like they have a comb, a bangle, a turban, a short, etc., etc. And nowadays we have an initiation card. So in the old time, they have many different things to identify themselves. Like the Muslim, they have the shawl around them and the prayer mat, thing like that. I guess in such a country, like dry desert country, it is more convenient also to carry it around your head to cover your nose and all that. So the sand will not enter your nose. Also, in the old time, they have to be secretive. So when they go out, they do cover their face a little bit. So people don't recognize who they are when they walk on the street of the group meditation. In the old time, it's worse. In the old time, you have nowhere to go to hide. Today, at least, maybe if this country is not free, you go to another country. There are some countries who are more free than others. America and Americans people, they are still very, very free, to some extent, compared to other countries who you cannot even talk anything about your faith or your religious belief, and this is really terrible. For 21st century, you cannot believe it still happened. 2,000 years after they crucified Jesus, still not have enough religious freedom everywhere in the whole world. America is still a very, very free country. I have to say it fairly and justly like that. And here also we have freedom. England, we have freedom. As long as we do not do anything that violates the law, you can congregate, you can have your faith, you can have belief the way you want, and you do much of the thing that you want, which is very, very, very good. But again, I guess you guys earn it also, eh? It come all down to karma, no? Very good. Good karma, good karma. So, up to now, Rami, or whoever that is holding a conversation in this poetry, was trying to tell the guy with the pretty mustache and long beard that there is a place where you don't need to argue anymore, no more intellectual wrestling. It's just nice and cool, happy, simple. That is a place of heaven, the kingdom of God, that he was trying to tell him. But he don't want to mention kingdom of God, because some people are allergic to that. They may say, no, I don't want kingdom of God, I want nirvana. What's wrong with my nirvana? If he's a Buddhist, he may say that. So he tried to avoid the religious terminology here, just like Buddha also tried to avoid the name of God, the terminology God. And then people would say, oh, the Buddha, he doesn't believe in God. Nonsense. What is he practicing all these years for? Yes? What was he looking for? He didn't even know about Buddha nature. Yeah? So, what was he looking for? The belief that there is something larger than life out there, up here. Everyone who practice a spiritual path believe there is a creator. There's a great almighty somewhere. Now, this guy was trying to reason with him in a poetic way, in a very casual way, try to avoid mention religion and God. Up to now, probably this guy keeps listening. Yeah, at least if he doesn't mention religious terminology, then he's still listening. So we don't see here that he's answering him or arguing back and forth, nothing. And then he continues. Either stay here and talk, or go there and be silent. Go where and be silent? Yes, go to that place where there's no more intellectual wrestling, where everything is quiet, no wondering, no speech, beyond description. That's the place that he wants this guy to go. He say, okay, either you just stay here. You know, all the theory and the doctrines and all the, you know, description about past master experiences when you have nothing at all. It's like you're talking about apple and you never saw it, you never eat it, you never taste it, you never know what it's like. So he say, okay, either you stay here and blah blah, or go there and be silent. Oh, he's talking like this, we understand, but the poor guy with the beard, I don't know how much longer he can bear him. So let's see, he keeps listening now. At least he's not arguing. So, or do both, by turns. Ah, we see some tolerance, flexibility. Of course we do both, no? We don't always talk about theory, we don't always explain in the doctrine or telling jokes and stuff. We also meditate, and we get in touch with the divine within ourselves. So he say, or do both. Oh, thank you very much, can we? Sure. Do both by turns, he said. Yeah, so sometimes we talk about the Bible and Noah and all this, but we don't always do that. Yes? And of course, if I tell you sit here 24 hours non-stop, no eating, no drinking, no talking, no listening to all the expounding of the scripture, then you also cannot bear, right? So we do it by turn. That's correct also. Wonderful. With those who see double, talk double talk, make noise, Beat a drum. Think of metaphors. With friends, say only mystery. Near roses, sing. He means to the people who only talk theory and preaching empty words, then you just ha-ha with them, talk double with them, and do whatever they do. Fine, you'll be friends with them, so that we don't have conflicts in the world. But with friends, talk only mystery. You know what that means? Yes. Between us, sometimes we talk about things that other people might not understand. Something for disciples only. You should blend in with people, talk their talk, work their work, but stay true to yourself, and whenever you between the friends, then you talk differently. You talk mystery only. I mean, talk about God only, about the incredible, mysterious power that everybody possesses, but they don't know about it yet. So he say, only with friends can you talk about these things. I mean, the initiated, same-minded people, the practitioner. But with outside people, hey, you make noise like they do. You beat the drum, you sing, you do whatever. He say, near roses, sing. Roses mean woman. Okay, if you see woman, you also praise it, you know, just like everybody else. Integrate, so that you can protect the treasure that you have found within yourself. Because if you act differently, they might make you trouble. Now he continued teaching him how to live in this world as a spiritual practitioner, but appear as anybody else. He said, with deceptive people, cover the jar and shield it, but be calm with those in duality. Speak sweetly and reasonably. Patience polishes and purifies. With the people who are not honest, like the non-practitioner in this period of time, they are deceptive. They are not truthful. They're not honest. And they might be even dangerous to them, as you know well, during the time of Prophet Muhammad, they have to hide and they have to run, they have to defend themselves and risking their lives and everything. So he say, with deceptive people, cover the jar and shield it. What kind of jar that you have to cover and shield? Your spiritual knowledge, your treasure within. Don't show it to people. Even nowadays, I still tell you, don't go out and boast about your spiritual vision. Yes? You never know who is who, so keep quiet, yeah? Also, this is the gift of heaven. Mostly gift from heaven, we should treasure it and keep it within ourselves. That's why Jesus say, pray in the closet. Keep quiet. Everything that you have been given is not from this world. You cannot show it here, except to the one that understands. To the one is ready for such a gift, just like you. That's why he said you have to cover the jar, shield it even. Not just cover it, but hide it, protect it. So treasure, you know, more than diamonds. So he said, for the people who are still in duality, I mean the people who are still in a quagmire of ignorance, of the duality, the yin and the yang, they are still in it. Be calm, be patient with them. He say patience polishes and purifies. So if you're patient with these people who are still trapped in duality nature of the creation, of the maya existence, you be calm, be patient with them, and then it will polish and purify them at the end. And it will gradually bring them to where you want them to be. So, this is just the advice for a newcomer, new initiates of his time. For this, I'm sure, Rumi must have had some disciples. He must have been a master. Not just a poet, not just a mystic poet, but he was a master. He was teaching disciples. Because this is the thing that a master would say to a disciple. This is the thing that people would say, like Kuan Yin method practitioners say to each other, the old one tell the new one, yeah, or the teacher tell the newcomer.
از حضور شما در برنامه امروز میان استاد و شاگردان خوشوقتیم. برنامه بعدی دنیای حیوانات همزیستان ما می باشد که بعد از اخبار قابل توجه در سوپریم مست تلویزیون پخش می شود. رحمت و عشق بیکران پروردگار را برایتان آرزومندیم. We are honored to have you with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Wishing you abundant blessings and love from heaven.